You're listening to a Mining Journal podcast, your source for interviews, question and answer sessions, and much more.
Hello, this is Chris Redeem, and this is Public Record, where we take your questions and pose them to local officials and the experts. Today, I'm joined by Mayor John Kivala, Mayor of Marquette. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris.
City Manager Judy Akla recently announced she'll be retiring in January. What will the commission be looking for from a new manager?
Well, I think we may be looking for something a little different than what we've had. And I'll back up. 4 years ago, it was a whole different situation in the city. We really had some issues. It was right post-recall. We had only a few members on the commission at the time. We had four new commissioners coming in. We had a divided community, a lack of department heads. I mean, we had some real issues. And what we needed at that time was a healer, someone that could help put the pieces back together, unite not only the community, but also the department heads and the employees at the city themselves, because there were certainly factions at that time. So, and we really got the right person at the right time in Judy. Now, 4 years later, now that a lot of that has been taken care of and handled, and we've really got some good people on board, I think now we look and say, what do we need for the future of Marquette? Where do we want to go? And I think, obviously, strong financial background is important. We're going into huge, stormy waters with revenue sharing from the state and the federal government. So that's important. But also economic development will be a key. That's really where this city needs to progress. And that's, both commercial and residential development and certainly business economic development. So a couple of keys we'll be looking for.
The city recently bought a large chunk of land for the McClellan Street extension. What is the next step, and when will we see construction?
Well, this has been a project that's probably 30 to 40 years in the making. The ball got dropped many times. We picked this ball up last year and tried to resurrect it. So you're right. We've purchased the biggest parcel of property. We're down to one small parcel remaining, and we've got a purchase agreement on that. So the next step is wetlands mitigation, because there is some wetlands there. So we're working on the mitigation and the design process. And then certainly funding is always an obstacle, but we're committed to the project. So with everything coming together, I would anticipate construction beginning next year and probably completion in 2011.
Now, what is the city currently doing with the old Cliffs Dow property in Marquette, parts of which are contaminated with wood tar and require some remediation?
Well, currently, we're using the site as a compost and a drop-off site for our residents. We're looking at relocating those entities and then beginning the cleanup. What we're going to do with the property eventually is going to have to be determined by demand out there. I think in the past, the city has always tried to be too, visionary on what we wanted, and maybe that isn't the right thing to do. I think that we need to start getting it cleaned up, and once that is accomplished, then we'll look and see what the best use is for the property and let private development dictate that. But we are starting. It's going to be a long process, several years, I imagine, to get it cleaned up, and we're starting now.
Okay. So a couple years down the road, maybe something, but...
A couple years down the road, maybe. But, too many times in the past, I think the city has really tried to steer parcels and development maybe when they shouldn't have. We know, as owners of the property and as a municipality, our obligation is to get it cleaned up so it's not leaching into the lake, to make sure it's safe and clean. At that point, once we've accomplished that, let's let the market dictate what belongs there. Maybe it's high-end homes, maybe it's single-family smaller homes, maybe it's mixed-use residential, commercial. We don't know, but let's let the market dictate that.
Okay. Well, this has been Public Record, and this is Chris Redeem with Mayor John Kivala. Thank you for coming, John.
Thank you.